Okay. So, last time we talked about the introduction, Bechlal, to the Inyan. Last time we were talking about the introduction, what's the whole Inyan of Tefillas and Yom Neroim all together? The Tzur of the Tefillah. Now, so let's start with Rosh Hashanah, specifically. So Rosh Hashanah has a very, very special Shmoneh Esrei, Mosaf. All the Tefillahs are set up with the Inyan of Malchus and the Inyan of the Tefillah for Gilui Kavod Shemayim, like we said last week. But specifically, the Inyan of Mosaf has, as opposed to the rest of the year, that Mosaf is only seven brachas, right? Three first, three second, and one in the middle. Mosaf Rosh Hashanah has nine brachas. It's one in the middle, three in the beginning, three in the end, and three in the middle. The three in the middle, one of them is Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Besides that, there's also a bracha of Kedushas Hayom, that we always say, Mekadesh Shabbos, or whatever. So the bracha of Malchus is included in the bracha of the Kedushas Hayom, even though it's machlokes in the Gemara, which bracha it's included in. Some say it's in Akel HaKadosh, some say it's in Kedushas Hayom. We paskin it's in Kedushas Hayom, and the reason is because Vaistois, that the Indian Kedushas Hayom is the most primary, the most ikar thing in the Kedushas Hayom is the Malchus. Okay. Now, what's the makar, by the way, for these brachas? It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says azay. Taf tezayin amud aleph. The Gemara says that ba'arba prokim ha'olam nidoin. There's four dinim. Well, let's start before that. After, let's start with the Gemara talks about Elamaisa. The Gemara says, that the Gemara says over there, the Mishnah, that says, Abarba prokim oilam nidoin, be pesach ala tvua, ba tzeres ala peiris, bershana, kol boy oilam, oivim lefonov kivnei moroin. Everyone's judged. So the Gemara over there says, Tanya. Amr Yuda, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, have you Oimer Pesach? Why is there a special avodah of Korban Oimer on Pesach? Mipnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuahu. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, have you Lefonai Oimer Pesach? Kadesh Tiz Baruch Lachem Tvuah. So bring an Oimer in order to be Nizbarach the Tvuah. In order to be Nizbarach the Tvua. Then the Gemara says, Mipnei Ma'am Ratoira, have you Shtei Alechem Batzeres? Why do you have to bring Shtei Alechem on Shavuos? Mipnei Shatzeres Man Peres Ailanu. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, have you Lefonai Shtei Alechem Batzeres? Kadesh is Baruch Hu Lechem Peres Ailan. So the way it'll be Zoichem Bedin, the way it'll be Zoichem Bedin of the Peres Ailan is by bringing the Shtei Alechem. Then the Gemara says, Mipnei Ma'am Ratoira Nischu Mayim Bechad. Why do you have to bring Torah? Why do you have to bring Nisach HaMayim B'chag? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisach HaLafanai Mayim, Kadesh Yis Baruch Hu Lachem Gishmei Shana. So that's why. So in other words, the Brice is saying, in order to be Zoyche B'din on the thing which you're nidoin on, you bring a Korban, Oimer, bring a Shtei Lechem, right? Nisach HaMayim. Then the Brice continues. Say before me, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchus, kedesh tamlichuni aleichem. Malchus, in order to make me king over you. Zichronos, kedesh yale zichonechem lefanei l'toiva. Uvameh b'shofar. So that's why you say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So the Baal HaMusar and the Daik, the Gemara, that the Gemara is putting this together in the Seder with the other inyanim of each Yom Tif. That means in order to be Zoyche Bedin of Shavuos, you bring a Korban Oimer. In order to be Zoyche Bedin on Chag, you bring Nisamayim. So in order to be Zoyche Bedin of kol b'bay olam oivim afanik v'nei morayin, you have to say zechonis machir, zechonis and shofar. That's what the Brice is saying. The Brice is saying this is the way to be zeicher b'din, is to do machir, zechonis and shofar. Now, there is a very interesting machlokes, by the way. In my shtender is a chumash. So the pasuk says in Parshas Emor that your shoshana is a yoyim of zichur and trua. The big fat one on the bottom there. So it's in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor. It says like this. Daber b'nei Yisrael leimer b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yiyah lechem shabosayin zichrin trua mikra kodesh. Zichrin trua, zot Rashi. What's zichrin trua? Zichrin psukei zichrinos u'psukei sheifaros. Lizkor lechem akidas Yitzchak shekarev tachtavaya. The Ramban is medayik from Rashi. You see from here, the Rashi holds that zichrinos sheifaros and malchi zichrinos sheifaros as deraisa. Because Rashi says that's what zichron truah means. Zichron psukei zichronos psukei shefaris. Doesn't say malchias, but the Ramban argues, and he says no. First of all, he doesn't know why he doesn't say malchias, but anyway, he says not true. Now, lemaisa, the Gemara is a shtickle mashma like Rashi, because the Gemara says Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Imra Lefanai Malchias. It actually doesn't say in this girsa that. But the Ritva, other Rishayim, had a girsa that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Imra Lefanai Malchias. Man, our girsa is talking out here. Okay. So. Yeah, okay, they have the girsa. The Izahadar has the girsa. The Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanei Malchias Zichron Yisroel. So the Ritva is Medayik the Gemara that says Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's only in the Rabbanon, it's not Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not in the Torah. So the Rabban said, the Ritva says obviously there's a Zichron some sort of Ikra Darais over here. Okay? Fine. Now, let's get into the Inyan. So, first, Metzias. What is the bracha made up of? Malchia Zichron Yisheifaros. What's the bracha made up of? What? Psukim. So what's the Seder? First is an introductory paragraph. Then we say three psukim from the Torah, three psukim from Nevi'im, three psukim from Ksuvim, and then one from the Torah again. So in the Seder of the psukim, that's where you see what the bracha is all about. Now, let's go one by one. Okay, yeah. You want to see it in the Matzah? Yeah. I had a Matzah here before here. Everyone has a sitter. We'll do it from the sitter. So it's on page in this Matzah. 3 what?
322.
Yeah. 322 is when Malchia starts. So you see, if you go back to 321, so you say Hamelech HaKadosh, right? And then you start Atav HaKartanu. That's the same Atav HaKartanu that you say in Shachris Mincha Meirif. And then all of a sudden in the middle, Mipnei Chatoenu, and then B'chodesh HaShvi, that's the Pesukim of the Musaf. Then all of a sudden, Aleinu L'Shabeach, Malchias. And then the whole, all the Pesukim, Alkei Nekav Alecha, and then you see at the end of the paragraph of Alkei Nekav Alecha, you see three Pesukim. Kakosu B'sar Asacha. Hashem Yimlechum Avay, number one. V'ne'amar, Lo Yibit Ovin B'Yakov, right? Ushras Melech, boy, we say Melech. And V'ne'amar, the third Pasuk, V'yiv Yishur Melech, we say Malchias. Three Pesukim of Hashem Melech. Then Uvah Divrei Kotchach HaKosuv Lemers in Ksuvim, three Pesukim of Malchias. Then Ayideh Avedech HaNevi'im is in the Nevi'im, three Pesukim that say Malchias. And then the last pasuk there in that paragraph, is the pasuk of the Torah again. Okay, so let's go one by one. What's the Indian of Malchias? So we already said last week that the whole Indian of Malchias in Yom Neroim is to be mamluch Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need us to be mamluchim. So what does it really mean to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rabbi Soslante used to always say, so when a person is saying Kriya Shema, so they're all busy, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech on the Shever Akim and Adal Ruch is Haaretz. So Rabbi Soslante used to say, don't forget, it's also over you. The Zayin Rakim, all over. But it could be, it's more important to remember that he's also Melech over you, right? So, what does it mean that we're Mamlech Ribbono Shelam? It means that we're Mamlechim over us. It's more, we're Mamlech Ribbono Shelam over the Welt, but we're making ourselves his Avadim. That's really the Iker point. So, we want to be Mamlech Ribbono Shelam over the world and over us. Now, Malchus, there's to bring out the point, what is Malchus? Look at the last pasuk in the paragraph Aydeh Avadecha Nevi'im. So it brings the three pasukim, page 323. So it brings the three pasukim of Nevuah, of the Nevi'im, and then it says Uvesaras Chachos of Leimar is the last pasuk that we say. The tenth pasuk that we say from the Shema is from the Torah. What is it? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Zok to Marshal, what's the kasha on this? No, because that's the Seder. Three from the Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and one from the Torah. The kasha is that it doesn't say anywhere here the word Melech. What does this pasuk have to do with Malchus? So, in fact, if you look in the Gemara, there's a Machlokes. Machlokes Amoraim, if this is the pasuk of Malchus. So, what is the pasuk of Malchus? Teretz says, this is exactly what Malchus is. Malchus is to say, Einan Melvadoi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is Echad means that there's no. Echad doesn't mean one as opposed to two. It means one as opposed to that there's nothing else, the only one. That's what it means. The Achdus of Hashem is not just coming lafuke that Hashem Chas V'Shalom is not two koiches. The Achdus of Hashem means the ganze Welt is just a chetimtzah of Ribbono Shelam. Everything is the Ratzon Hashem. Everything that we see is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem controls everything. Hashem runs the world. So Hashem Echad, that's what it means. Kabbalah, every day you're supposed to have in mind Kabbalah Shalom Achos Shemayim, and you see the Brach Shema Yisrael. So you have your thought to yourself, what is the Kabbalah Shalom Achos Shemayim? Kabbalah Shalom Achos Shemayim means the all for me to realize that since everything is totally in Ribbono Shelam, then I have to be his Eved. That's the point. So the Iker Inyan of Malchus is to remember that Shtel is to come to Shtel Tzut to the Malchus, like we said last week. Right? Is that the point is not just the Tzedah Malchus, but the point is, Ich bin a Chelik from the Malchus. I want to have a Chelik in the Malchus. I want to Shtel Tzut to the Malchus. And that's what you're saying with Hashem Echad, is that there's no other Kerech in the Bria. And then about you want the Gilei Kavod Shemayim and everything like that.
When do you see that there's no word Melech?
No, in the last pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In the last pasuk, it doesn't say Melech. In the last pasuk, Shema Yisrael, over there it doesn't say Melech. So that's what I'm saying, is that, right? Now, we don't say that here. Mm-hmm. We don't say that here.
But,
not here. Now, the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about what's the inyan of the 10 psukim. Why 10 psukim? So the Gemara says three reasons. The Gemara says either it's connected to the 10 ma'amaros that Hashem created the world, or it's connected to Asar Sadivris, or it's connected to the 10 Hallelu that it says in the par in the capital Tehillim of Hallelu El Kel Bekotchai, Hallelu Rekia Uzai. So it says Hallelu 10 times there. So what is this? What's the significance? What's the meaning of this? That the Asar Ma'amaris or the Asar Sadibris. So Teretz is like this. What we're saying is the 10 seconds can negate Asar Ma'amaris means. Asar Ma'amaris means is that the Asar Ma'amaris through which Hashem created the world. Hashem's koyach of creating the world, that's what we're talking about. Or Hashem's koyach of the Torah of the Torah also is the chiyus of the world. Okay? So all of these psukim are giluyim in those inyanim. They're giluyim in how Hashem is noyig in the Bria, and they're giluyim in how Hashem created the world. This is the different pshatim why 10. 10 is the shleimus. Okay. Now we're not going to go through each pasuk over here, what the inyan is. Just give a background in general. Okay. Now, it's good. So,
does that explain the 10 for the Zacharnos and Shofros as well? Same,
yeah, because we're going to see a little bit about that, okay? Exactly, how that works. Now, after that, what does the Gemara say? It says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefonei Malchias. Today, by the way, so look, how does the bracha end? It says, V'tar libeinu, v'avdecha be'emes, ki hatay likim emes. U'dvorcha emes, v'kayom la'ad. Right? Baruch atah Hashem. And then what do we say? Melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'kadesh Yisrael, v'yem ezikar. So now, normally a bracha, the last line summarizes the whole bracha. It's the chasima me'ena psicha. Chasima me'ena psicha. So, what's this inyan elokim emes? As opposed to sheker? Or what's the inyan emes? So again, emes means the real emes. The real emes means it's the only thing which is really emes. Because everything else could be or could not be. Lav Dafka exists, Lav Dafka anything. It's Lav Dafka because the Ribbono Shelayim could decide, doesn't want it, yeah, want it. It's all totally in the Ribbono Shelayim. The Rambam says that the Ribbono Shelayim is the only Mechuyev HaMetzias, and that's the only thing where the Ribbono Shelayim is the Bria, and it's only, and Ribbono Shelayim is MS because it needs to be that way. The world, the Ein Olam HaKoymai shall. Shel Hamakom. Hamakom is Ribbono Shel Olam is the makom of the world. In other words, the world has to exist copying the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the biggest malchias, like we're saying, is to say the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is him, is to say he's emes. That's what. Now, one other thing, interesting to Zach. When was Aleinu? This tefillah Aleinu. We say it every day. What? Did we start off saying it every day and then we put it in here? Or it was this going to say here and then we said it every day after? So the emes is the Pel de Kazach brought down in the Siddur Agra. The Siddur Agra brings down that from the Chidah and others that Aleinu L'Shabeach was written by Yeshua. When Yeshua was going into Yericho, he said Aleinu L'Shabeach. Why? Well, what does that have to do? So the way they explain it is, like the Sfarim, that when Klal Yisrael was coming into Eretz Yisrael, they could defeat all those cities, but they could only defeat all the cities after they defeated Yericho. Yericho was the center of the koyach of the Tumah. That list that was in Eretz Yisrael. For them to break in, they needed to break down the chayma of that tumah for them to be able to get in and conquer Eretz Yisrael. So there was no way for them to do it. The only way for them to do it is gufa through the nisim that happened over there. Right? They blew the shofar, which we'll see what that inyan is. They blew the shofar and they knocked down the walls of Yericho. So this tefillah Aleinu L'Shabeach means is that we're when we shabach the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is me'al everything, and all the koyachos of Tumah don't exist. And that was the tefillah that they said in order to capture Yericho, to show that everything around doesn't exist, only the Ribbono Shel Olam exists. And me'mela, those that serve the Ribbono Shel Olam are anachum kurim mishtachavim. Since we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're much higher darga than everyone else. So this is the tefillah. When they first came back to Sodom, they said Aleinu. So when we're saying Malchias, we're being Meshabech, the Malchias, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and saying that he's Emes, Echad, there's nothing else, That's what the Tfilah of Aleinu is that all the other kodeshes don't exist. And the second that they said that with that kavanah, the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. Because this is the Tfilah that you say, there's nothing else in the Bria. Everything is nothing. Else is garnished, it's only Rabbeinu Shlomo.
I was just reading in the Torah Tehillim that some group now actually expunged the Aleinu prayer from there.
Right, so that's why this tefillah of Aleinu was always censored and everything, right, by the Goyim, because what is it saying, basically? It's basically saying, Rabbeinu Shalom is only going, and all the Kuchas Ara and everything that everyone else believes in is garnished. So Vada, this thing was edited. Mm-hmm. Right? They wouldn't let it there. So because Shacharis is too early.
Too early.
Now, I don't mean too early because people will sleep in. I'm saying it's early because the din, you don't want to have a din in the first 3 hours of the day because it's not a good time for din. So the din is when we say Malchi Zichron Shofar, that's when the din is. So the Chazal implemented it later. It says you're not supposed to daven Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day. So Chazal, that was the takana. I'm going to go pshat now. That was the takana of Yeshua, and the Anshe Knesset HaGedola put it into Malchus over here. Because the bittul of the the Siddur Agros says who was misakin aleinu to say every day was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is after Anshe Knesset HaGedola, right? Yeah, why? After the Chorban. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you find in the Gemara a lot of times, he was misakin a lot of things, Zechel HaChorban. Right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that was misakin that we should take lulav every day, Zechel HaChorban. Right? That's going to come one day that they're going to bring that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt and they're not going to remember how to take lulav. And you're also in the second Zecher L'Chorban that Sheyoyim Haneif Kol La'aser. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they went to Golus, was mistaken to say Aleinu every day. If you go to Golus, you're going to be tempted by all these things. And that you're going to be jealous of the Umas Olam. They're in charge of you. You're now Golus. Your job is Klaisos Mishubit to the Umas Olam. Don't think that just because you're Mishubit to Umas Olam, the Umas Olam are better. Okay. You have to keep remembering. Rabbeinu Shlomo is there nothing. Everything is nothing. It's only the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So in Golus, three times a day, we have to keep on remembering, no, this is it. And don't get tempted and distracted from the Golus. So the same way that then Klai Yisrael knocked down the walls of Yericho with this tefillah, three times a day we remember everything we see here, it's nothing. That was the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That I saw from the Sif Seichaim, that pshat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did this. It was beautiful. I heard from Rabbi Tzion Solomon, he said over that in the Kabbalas of the Alter Mikelm, that he made every year, he made a Kabbalah. One of his Kabbalas was that he should say Aleinu in the Nigin of Rosh Hashanah the whole year.
Nigin of what?
Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah too, the whole year. So he could remember his shaykh, he could have shaykhs to the darga he reached Rosh Hashanah the whole year. He shouldn't forget. So, also a shaykh, you know. Okay. Now, what, this whole thing? What?
Different kind of davening.
What, these people?
After such a shit.
The next bracha is the Zichronis, right? Zichronis. Now, why do we say Zichronis? We say Zichronis k'dei shetala zichroneichem lefanei l'toyva. That's what, obviously, whenever it says that say this in order to do something, it never means say it. Because by saying something without any kavana, it doesn't mean you're going to be zeichet anything. So you have to reach it to a certain darga. So we have to understand what's the zichronis. The main point of the zichronis is that Ribbono Shel Olam remembers everything. I want to give an introduction before we talk about Zichronos and Shofros. Part of it's a shikotif, but let's just pretend like we all understand this, myself included. I'm just saying it over because it says it in the Svarim. When you're davening Rosh Hashanah, we have to understand there's a big picture going on over here. This is not about us, me, my life, my town. It's not even about right now. It's not about the whole world even this minute. It's about that the world we live in is just one screenshot of the whole history of the Bria. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. And the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam started off in Bria Soilam, and it got and then there's something happened at Adam Arisha, and then there was a Matan Torah, and then there's a Golos, and then there's a La'asid Lavoi, when it's all going to come together. And in Zechariah and Shofros we'll see a lot of it has to do with this idea that even though we're living right now, right, Tavshinayin Ches, but there was Tavshinayin Zion years before us, and there's going to be a few years later until Mashiach, or no time, whatever, but there will be a Zman until Mashiach. And everything has to do with our position in the big picture. Why? Because the way we described the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah is our position in the Malchus. But the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to finish when we die or when we were born. It didn't start. The Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the whole Bria Shel Olam. So we have to fit into the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam at some point. But it's really the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the whole 6,000 years of creation. That's the whole Malchus. It's forever. Now, why am I saying that? Just keep that in mind. Now, let's go into the Zichronos. So the Zichronos is the paragraph that talks about the din. This paragraph talks about the din of the day. Now, you're going to see, it talks about the din, and again, it's the same thing. There's an introductory paragraph, then there's three psukim from the Torah that talk about Hashem remembers. Now, what does Hashem remember there? It says Hashem remembers the Zichus Avos, Hashem remembers the Zichus of Noach. Right, there's certain Hashem remembers. Then of Divrei Kachach HaKos of Leimar, right, through Pesukim from the Ksuvim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the bris that he made with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Zikaron. Now, and then the three Pesukim from Nevi'im, and then the last Pesuk from the Torah. I think you turned it off. What just happened? Josh, what'd you do here? What? You show up here and then you know, well, you don't like it? Like a machal? It's just one day to the next. It just died. What? Okay. So.
I'm wearing a secret electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah, apparently. Okay. So. The Indian of the Zichronos is now. What does it mean Hashem remembers? If Hashem can't forget, then what does it mean he remembers? So obviously what it means remembering means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyeg al pi a certain yediyah. So when it says Hashem remembered the bris, he always remembered the bris. What's the shaila? Remember, not remember. The Indian remembering the bris, may as well use it for this at least. The Indian remembering the bris is that we recorded at least. So the Indian remembering the bris is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was noyeg with us al pi the bris. That's what that means. So you see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is noyeg with us in a certain way. He remembers the bris v'chulu v'chulu, and therefore Hashem is going to remember our ma'isim, everything we did, and therefore Hashem is going to judge us according to that. But why is it important? If you look through the tefillah, it says Hashem remembered the Avar, and He's going to remember the Asid. Because part of what we're trying to talk about is the fact that we fit into the Malchus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember us as being part of the Malchus. That's the point. Now, honestly, Zichronos is a very hard tefillah to really understand, but it says, Imru Lefonai Malchias, Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, Zichronos Kadesha Tala Zichronechem Lafanei Latoiva. So the psukim of Zichronos is a segula, so to speak, to be Oila Lifranei Zichronechem Latoiva. Right? So it means that saying the Zichronos correctly is a certain tchia. Now, what's that in you? So,
I think as a Musar of arts, we have to remember that all our stuff that we do is remembered.
Right. So some of the Mefarshim say like that. That part of Zichronos is really the reason it's going to be a Zichia for us Bedin is because it was going to be Goyim Asa Hasayrus to remember. Hashem remembers everything. So it's time for us to remember Hashem. Time for us to remember how to behave. You know, Hashem remembers the bris for us. Hashem treats us with the bris of the office. Hashem is going to be everything we did based on our ma'isim. Hashem is going to treat us that way. So it's a zman now to remember. Okay, that means we got to act accordingly. That's some of the Bali Muslims say like that also. Okay, now if it says over here. Okay, so because of that, the Indian is a Zichronos in general. After that, we go to Shofaros. Shofaros, the Gemara says, Uvameh b'shofar. Right? Now the shofar is a very hard tefillah. It's probably the hardest one of the three brachas. Okay, so if we look carefully, let's split it up. Remember, we said there's three psukim from the Torah, three from the Nevi'im, three from the Ksuvim. Yeah, there's three inyanim in shofar in general, and we'll see each one of them corresponds to one of the inyanim. There is the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which you would think is the main one, right? That's the main thing, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. There's the shofar that Tekab is shofar Gadol Cheruseinu, the shofar of Rosh Lavoi, and then there's the shofar of Matan Torah, right? Kol Gadol La Yosaf, that there's a Tekiah b'shofar Gadol at Har Sinai. Now, of those three, if you had to think about it, the Iker, which would you think is the Iker? Some of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're talking about. Everything else is nice Ramazim, nice Shtikach Torah for a drasha. You know, you have to say a drasha. Oh, it's a remez to the Shofar of Matan Torah, a remez Asad Lavoi. When you look in the tefillah, it's mamash the opposite. Atan Niglais, how does it start, Shofaros? Atan Niglais Ba'anam Kvedacha. When were you megaling yourself to us? By Har Sinai, Ledabrimah, Min Hashamayim Mishmatam Kolecha, V'Niglais Alein Barpoli Toyar. By the way, the Chazonim, if you pay attention to Nusach, the Nusach of Zichronos is a very depressing Nusach. Like serious Nusach. Right? But at Niglesa, the Niglesa banan kivoidecham, alam kojechol edaberitam. It's like a higher key. Because it's a whole different thing. It's talking about Fakeret, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself to us. Right? And at Har Sinai, he showed us, he blew the shofar. Gam kol ha'olam kulay charid mipaneh. Everyone was, well, and there was shofar. And what's the three psukim? Kakasu b'sar ha'secha, v'yi b'yom ha'shlishi, b'yoy sa'boiker, v'yi kolos u'brakim, v'anan kapuk, v'kol shofar chazak mo'id. The next pasuk, v'yi kol ha'shofar, ho'ylech v'chazik, mo'yshe yidaber, v'alokim yanen v'kol. V'nemar v'chol ha'mroim es ha'kolos. So, the three psukim of Chumash, of Torah, are the Shofaros of Matan Torah. Right? So very interesting. Then we go, and the three psukim of a Divrei Kotchach, a Kosov Lamar, those are more like the psukim of Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Allah Elokim Yisrua, Hashem Mekol Shofar, that's the psukim of Rosh Hashanah. Then the Ksuvim, I'm sorry, that's the Ksuvim. Then Aideh Avdecha Nevi'im, it says, Kol yoshvei sevil v'shoich ne'aretz kin soy ne'es harim tiru v'chizkoya shoifar tishmo. He's talking about the shoifar lasad lavoi. V'haya bayamu yitaka b'shoifar godol, right? So it's talking about the shoifar lasad lavoi. So very clear what's going on over here, right? What's going on over here is the three shoifaros, the order is, of the Torah, talk about the shofar Matan Torah, then the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, then the shofar of Lasad Lavoi. And how do we end? We end with the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. V'hayu lachem nizikaron ani Hashem ki ata shemea kol shofar u'mazin trua ve'in doimelach. Baruch ata Hashem shemea kol truas amu yisro barachem. Yeah? So now, so if that's the end of the bracha, why did it start off with the bracha of Har Sinai? And Bechlal, why are we talking about the Shofar Sinai? So there's no way to explain this Pashup Shat without a little bit of sight. It doesn't. The Pashup Shat is like the Ramchal. I don't know if there's another Pshat. The Ramchal says that the Inyan of Shofar, wherever you find the Inyan of Shofar is to smash down what's connected it. The Inyan of Shofar is to smash down the Koyach of Ra and bring up the Koyach of the Toif. So whenever you find the Inyan of the Shofar, like we just said by Yericho, they blew the Shofar to knock down the walls of Yericho. The Shofar is this Inyan of bringing out the Toif and bringing down the Ra. So Zokter Amchal, the Seder Adavar is very meduyik. When was the first time that we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, smashed out the Ra? It was Matan Torah, right? Because after the Chet of Adam Arishan, everyone was Zuama. They all had the Zuama of the Chet of Adam Arishan. By Matan Torah, it was Paska Zuamasa. By Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Ra from Klal Yisrael. Now, even though the Chet of Eagle, but there's still a Shurish of that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the Ra. That was when it started. The bittul of the Ra started at Har Sinai. Since the Ramchal, like I said before, but it's a process. It's not going to be complete until Lasad Lavoi. And every year Rosh Hashanah we do a little more. Every year Rosh Hashanah we do a little more. So that process that started at Har Sinai, we continue it every Rosh Hashanah until eventually it becomes Nishlam Lasad Lavoi. And that's the Seder of the Tefillah. It's unbelievable. The Seder of the Tefillah is the Siddah Shofar from Matan Torah. The Shofar from Matan Torah shows us Hashem took away the Ra from us. But now we have to do our part. Allah Elokim B'Shua Hashem B'Kol Shofar, that we have to be in the Seder to work our part every year when we hear the shofar, to ma'ir it, to be mevatel the ra, until eventually there'll be the shofar that's going to mevatel the ra legamri, the shofar of the Lasad Lavoi. That's the Ramchal's pshat. There's come out no other pshat. Every sefer you look in, they're saying over the Ramchal's pshat. So this is the seder of the psukim and the inyan of the three shofaris, Har Sinai, today, and Lasad Lavoi. And that's why when we end off the Pesukim, we end off with the Shofar of today. But we started with the Shofar of Matan Torah. So it's not Me'in the Psicha, right? The Chesima is supposed to be Me'in the Psicha. Torah says that's called Me'in the Psicha because it's one process. It's the same process that started there of being Mevatel the Ra is going to continue through the Shofar. And this is all, what does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Because again, the whole point of Rosh Hashanah is the Gilui Kavod Shemaim. The Gilui Kavod Shemaim is as much as the Bittul of the Ra, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mezgala himself over that. So therefore, all these things stop us from seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is Mamish also part of the Malchus. Part of the Malchus is this Inyan of the Shofar. Okay? So that's what it means when the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Malchus Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, Zichronus Kadesh Talas, Zichronechem Afanelta, Uvameb Beshofar. How are you going to be Zoycha to the Malchus? Is by doing the Shofar. This is, I'm saying Ramchal, I'm saying deep things, but it gives a little bit of meaning, Havana, to what's, you know, the I personally always had a hard time with Shofars. I don't understand what we're doing over here. Malchus, I understand what the Avodah is a little bit. Zichronus, you get a little nervous, you're scared, tshuva, whatever. Shofar is also, we're talking about Har Sinai. Like, it sounds like drushes. Like, what are we doing? But this is an avoda. This part of our avoda is to continue that. That's the point. There's an avoda of the shofar also. The avoda is to continue that perfection of ourselves, and by perfecting ourselves, being perfecting the bria. Right.
Well, I see shofar as like the initial call to action is our Sinai, the continual call to action is every year, and the eventual call to action is lost in love.
Well, first of all, lost in love is no call to action.
Yeah, it's
not action, it's completed. But it's essentially the same thing from a Musar perspective. It's the exact same thing. The point is that whatever happened at Sinai, there was a bit al raf mitzad Ribbono Shel Olam, but we have to do our part also. It's avada. There's no such thing that happens by itself. Not just because you blew shofar are you going to be zeichet anything. Right? You're only going to be, like the Meiri says, he says you should say the shofar. Why lama toikim a shofar shal'ayil? The Gemara Roshana, right? The Gemara Roshana says lama toikim a shofar shal'ayil. Kedei she'esker lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram uma le'ani aleichem ki ilu akartem atzmachem lefonai. So very gishmak. Yena guy blows the shofar shal'ayil, and I did okay. I was zoichet to akedas Yitzchak. I mean, how does that make sense? So the Meiri says it means if you blow shofar shal'ayil and you're paying attention when you hear it, and you get a hisoris that just like Yitzchak was a meisa nefesh, I'm willing to be meisa nefesh. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu counts the kilu akarat masatzuchem. It's not magic, right? So everything's like that. Of course, everything we're saying is the inyan, but it's only the inyan as much as you're nesoir to it. Now, by the way, beautiful pshat. We'll end with this beautiful pshat. Similar to this, it says kiatosh shoymea kol shofar umazin trua ve'ein doy meloch. Very strange end of the tefillah. I mean, first of all, what does it mean? You listen to the trua. What does it take? Mazin means like mamish, like listening, like to hear, like a whisper. What do Bnei Shalom need to be mazin the trua? So the Brisker Rav says there's a lot of rayas that the trua is really a tefillah. The shofar is really a tefillah on our tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a certain type of tefillah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has to hear that tefillah from us. What's the raya? Because we say after we blow shofar in Chazaras Hashatz, what's the tefillah we say? We say Hayyim Arsalim. Areshes sefaseinu yerev lefanecha. What does that mean? The utterance of our lips be pleasant before you. What we said from our mouth should be pleasant. Right? Umeivin umazin mabit umakshiv. The kotke usekabel barachim imvrotzin. It's the lashon of tefillah. The whole shofar is a tefillah. The whole shofar is a tefillah. But it's a tefillah without words. It's a tefillah of tzaka. So where does that tefillah come from? It comes from the lev. So there is nobody, there's no way to hear that tefillah. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam could hear that tefillah. That's why the Rav Dessler says, that's why it says here, Mazin Trua Ve'in Doy Meloch. In Doy Meloch, I mean, what does that mean exactly? No one's like you? Well, this is where it's chal, the uniqueness of Ribbono Shel Olam, because he's mazin trua. Teretz is ain doim lach. No, there is nothing else. There's nobody else that can mekabel a tefillah from someone that never said it. How are you going to mekabel a tefillah from someone that never asked you anything? But Teretz is that the tefillah is in the lev. So Zaktav Vessel, that's what we're saying, is that we did a shofar, and we understood from the shofar that there's an avoid over here to do. The avoid is on our, we have to do our part to continue bringing out the Kavod Shemayim, right? So the way we do our part to bring out the Kavod Shemayim is being a seir from the shofar and everything. So that machshava that we have initially to bring out the you know, the Malchus Shemaim through our actions, even if it's just a machshava, but it's through the shofar, Hashem sees it, Hashem knows it. Vein doy malach. Baruch atah Hashem shoymeya kol truas amo Yisrael brachim Hashem. Here's the trua. Not just here's the trua. He hears our lave, our his iris to the shofar. That's really the main thing. Is that the tefillah of the shofar is the tefillah of each yachid that is nisoyer to the trua to take action, like you said, and to, you know, be an active member of the Ribono Shel Olam's malchus. So that's what Hashem sees in the shofar. So this is the end of the shofar. So the bracha starts off with Ata Niglesa, but it's not just a shevach. Oh, Hashem came at Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started his malchus off at Har Sinai, taking out the bittul of the ra and starting the process. And now we continue that every time, and when it's oyer to it through the shofar, and Hashem sees it in our lave, like the, we say in Ladavid, Lecha Omar Libi. So the Libi says it. So why? What's Lecha? Because no one else knows what the lave says, but Hashem knows. Lecha Omar Libi. My Libi is saying to you that I'm this to be a better eved of v'chulu. So even if a person on Rosh Hashanah is not taking action in tshuva, but their lev is this oira to the inyan of the tefillas, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that also, and that's part. That's what this inyan of the shofaris is. Okay, fine.